Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Daly. So,
Rapplecast is hysterical. I'm glad it belongs to America. Yep.
Starring John Daly.
Hey, guys. It's John Daly. This is Rafflecast. A couple weeks ago on Rafflecast, you heard a beautiful podcast done by Jimmy Page, Jack White, and The Edge. Well, it will probably get loud. This is the second part of that. It's part two. We pick up with the guys as they talk rock, talk flange, and talk A-flat. They're talking gear.
Thanks for tuning in, loudies.
Yeah. Here we go.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Meg White.
Yeah.
She's tight.
Nice.
Put it in my sister's flight.
Very cool.
I know that. Now this is Devin, and you've got more soul than anyone. Like Otis Redding, you've got more soul than Ray Charles, you've got more soul than Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jackson, all wrapped up, Jack. You've really got it. Yeah, I know that, and again, it's not about that, it's just about that if I'm a white guy from Detroit.
I know who you
who
are.
Who was chosen by the elders of the blues to channel what the spirit was.
The ghosts rose from their graves in New Orleans and wherever the fuck, and they floated over to you and said, the blues is fucking dead.
Yeah.
Here's Jack White.
Yeah, here's the
Jimmy
new blues.
Page, by the way.
Yeah,
teach the fucking way, bro.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, I mean, and it's not about like a shit ton of effects, right? We were talking about this off the air.
The Edge is shit, you know?
Yeah, he
like,
is
you
the
can't
shit.
Really, I mean, he's all machines. It's like you might as well listen to a computer program. Take his shit.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like plug into your iPhone, turn on an app, and you can be the Edge.
You are the Edge.
You are the
Guess
Edge.
Guess what? My four-year-old is the fucking Edge.
Yeah, anybody, any video game you play is going to be the Edge at some point.
Yeah,
you know?
You know what? All computer programmers are better than the Edge.
You know, and hey, he's bald, man.
Yeah, fuck the
take
the
off
fucking,
the hat.
By the way, you're not African, okay?
Yeah, I can't even imagine what the top of his head looks like. It's probably
it looks like a fucking flesh shaped daishi.
He's translucent at this point, man.
Yeah, enough with the fucking leather daishiki and fucking tam. Okay,
both those
you look
guys.
Like an idiot.
You know the talented ones are the bass player and the drummer Adam Clayton and
Adam Clayton and
the,
of course Larry Mullins Jr.
They were
good
the
friends.
Ones. They were the ones.
Well, they're mellow, you know.
They're very mellow. The strong backbeat that never lets you forget what's going on.
Yeah. Have you seen Bono's vagina?
You know what? This is a funny story. I was at the. I was at the Humbucker Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool. That's a really good time. Take acid. Did you take acid?
I took some acid.
Cool,
I actually,
cool.
I don't, you know, I'm not into awards, but I did get a Humbucker Hall of Fame award because use of humbuckers.
Well, that's good for you. That's fun for you, then, to get a little award like
that. Yeah, I didn't think it would do much for my Rolling Stone ranking, but if you
No, it wouldn't bump that.
As far as a Google search, it does come up in a higher search.
Oh, fantastic.
Again,
that's
that stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not an internet.
It's not, it doesn't matter. But anyway, Bono pulled me aside and he said, you know, and he has those sunglasses on, man.
Yeah.
And
handsome guy.
And he's like, I love the colors that you wear.
Oh, cool.
He's like,
cool.
I love your red.
Oh, he likes the red and black.
Yeah, and I love the black and now I love the blue. You know, he's all
cool.
About that.
Oh, so he's down with the blue, the change.
Totally blue.
Good, no.
But, you know, we're talking about showing vagina. He went one step further. He put my hand down into his pants.
Uh-oh, a treat.
And he said, There's the edge right down there. You just felt the edge.
Fuck the edge yeah. is what he wants.
He wanted
fuck
me to-
the edge, and fuck the edge, what I call my pussy.
Yeah, and I was like, man, too much.
I knew he was going to do it ever since Joshua Tree. I knew he was a woman born into a man's body, but, yeah. I didn't think that he would just kind of get a pussy, but whatever.
Well, you know what? When you and we were talking about this off the air. Yes. A lot of artists get to a point where they don't know which road to travel down, and they can't channel with the mojo, with the yes. muse, with...
You know, I wrote a song about that. It's for Led Zeppelin 2.1.
Oh.
We're doing Led Zeppelin 2.1.
Oh, is that one that comes with the new Microsoft system?
Yes, and it's a band, but it's also a CD-ROM, and it's a computer program, but it's a band, and so we wrote one song,
okay.
and anyone can twerk it any way they want, but
right.
this is kind of how it goes, and it's what we were talking about before.
Love to check it out. Let me hear it.
Here it is. Groove,
yeah.
and then you don't even need a slide.
You don't
for that.
Even. There's so much. There's such a lack of tremolo on that.
Yeah, I use a plastic slide because, like, the glass slides were like, no tremolo.
Yeah. You know what? You know, we were talking about this off the air.
Like that.
Any kind of slide work you can do. You know, check this out. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going to be on my new album that I may or may not release.
All right.
Just check this out. This is a little bit of new slide work.
Cool.
Crawl, daddy, don't give me no booyah bass. Crawl, daddy, don't give me none of that booyah bass. Bible ash. Oh, sweet mama's got your Bible ash. Booyah bass. Oh, Zydeco.
You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's cool. Look, yeah. Obviously, that is now blues. Like, we've taken over. Anyway, I never thought Jimi Hendrix was very good, you know? Like, I never thought Eric Clapton was very good.
No.
We were talking about Mark Knopfler.
The Beatles.
Eddie Van Halen. Talking about fucking John Lennon.
Oh, you know what we were talking about? And we both had this... Living Color.
Living Color.
The band Living Color is a major influence on my sound and yours, even though they came after you.
They came in 1989 with this single called Real Life or Glamour Boys. Yeah, it was like this.
Yeah.
What was that called? You look in my eyes, why do you see?
Yeah, I just remember. I remember the
oh, so great.
The choices of
cult
the
of personality.
Neon colors, the wetsuit. That they would wear.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff, man.
And Corey Glover, the singer, that's Danny's Glover's cousin.
Ooh. Yeah. And I think that was even before Danny Glover came into his own as an actor.
That was. And, I think Danny Glover's acting was as big an influence on me on Led Zeppelin as Corey Glover's music.
Well, that was the first thing you and I bonded over.
Yes.
You remember this?
Yes.
That was at the Diadario String Festival.
Yes.
Okay. I was doing an acoustic foot stomping.
Yes.
Right? Because all my
gear... This was 84, right?
84, right. This is before I was even playing... on a public stage.
Nice.
84. So I'm a young guy.
Really young.
Really young guy. Because I was born in 75, so I was 9 then.
Nice. Well, you're a prodigy, Jack. Just curious, before you go on, when did the black ghosts of the old blues rise from their graves and visit you? How old were you when they deigned you the king of the blues?
I was, let me think back, because Okay, I remember I was sitting on my mama's knee in Detroit.
Yes.
You know, and right next door was a old furniture refurbishing and upholstery shop that I would later on work in. And
cool.
I think I was all of 3 months when... 3 months.
Wow.
And I remember...
Robert Johnson.
I remember going so painful, but my fingers grew calluses on them.
Wow.
So thick and leathery that they thought I had a condition. But the first words I learned were, this is the phrase I said, the old black masters of the blues have given me the gauntlet, mama.
Wow.
First phrase I ever said.
That's amazing. And that was a huge when you said that was a huge influence for Led Zeppelin, because even though it happened, again, the echoes of time is nothing.
No, time,
so
we're talking about this.
So the echoes of what happens 10 years from now, people are going to start realizing this really, really soon.
Yeah, but they haven't happened yet.
Yeah, so you Jack know? Is me, I am Jack.
That's the
Jack
thing.
Is me, I'm Jack. Robert Johnson is Jack.
Yeah.
Thelonious Monk is John Coltrane. John Coltrane
Mozart is Funkadelic. Like,
well,
all these,
did you just say Mozart? Is Funkadelic.
It is.
Because that's a Led Zeppelin 2.1 song.
Let me check it out.
But this is our new song. This is off of the new CD-ROM that's coming out on AOL Tuesday. It's called... You know what it's called. What was it called?
Mozart is Funkadelic. Let's check this out.
Mozart is Funkadelic.
Yeah,
Here we go.
Let me get my ear right by your amp. That's awesome. Oh, here we go.
You know that I'm British. You know that I'm Mozart. But I get funky whenever I know that it's gonna go down party style. And then that it just turns into a Led Zeppelin.
I really like that lick at the end, man.
Cool.
I really do. You know, can I just give you a tasty lick that maybe you want to throw in there?
Of course, like for a bridge or something, that would be great.
Well, yeah, I think you need a little bit more Funkadelic, but not the kind of Funkadelic that everybody's used to, like the Funkadelic that might have been around.
Oh, blast out the E minor.
Yeah, don't have your E minor, but take it down modal, but drop that C like, before it gets, you know, before
totally
you,
modal.
Yeah,
total.
you don't want to have a B in that, man.
Yeah,
you don't have a B in it, so it's going to go
crunch
like,
it up, make it crunchy, make
gotta,
me feel it.
But don't let them feel it, man. So
yeah,
check
man.
This out. Check this out.
Who got that funk? Who got that funk? Who got that funk? I don't got that funk. 'Cause you got that gong. Elephant.
Nice.
So, you know, you can have that, man.
I like how you like shouted out your album Elephant. Like.
I didn't even know I did that, man.
Wow.
That's the
really?
Thing. I don't even know that I did that. Just
wow,
yet,
that's so cool about
no consciousness. White blood
cool,
cells.
Man. That's
no idea.
Again, like I feel like Led Zeppelin, like Led Zeppelin 1, Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin 3, Led Zeppelin 4, you know, like Zoso.
Yeah,
you know,
physical like, graffiti.
Really good records.
Some of the best.
But like, are they White Stripes caliber? Tell me that.
You know
they?
What, man? That is a really tough call for anyone to make.
Because I worship you, man, but I like to think Led Zeppelin's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, you know? No, they are. Here's the thing. I worship you, and I have always worshipped you, but now that we're in dialogue,
yeah,
there's no judgment, and there's not even any regard for one another's music, man.
True.
You know what? Like, I don't think I'm ever going to listen to your stuff again.
I probably won't listen to yours.
I know we're not going to listen to the Edge's stuff.
I don't even know why the Edge is here. You know what I'm really into? Mm. Fun.
Yeah, this I love...
Set the world on fire.
Yeah.
We can burn brighter.
Yeah.
In the sun. We're named Fun. I'm a really, really fun. I love that, Ben. Fun.
I love that one and that one, Call Me Maybe, man.
Call Me Maybe,
that
man.
That is the jam, man.
Yes.
That is like...
I'm a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're a boyfriend.
Yeah.
We go together like ice cream and
chocolate. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
I wanna come and maybe. Maybe. You got to call me maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it.
Maybe you're going to call me. Oh. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Big shout out.
That's a...
Big shout out to Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy again. Call me maybe. Good job. Good job, Charlie. Good job. Really cool pop music these days, you know, like. Oh, man.
It's
pretty mellow day outside, you know.
You know what? I want to just throw over to the Edge real fast.
Edge?
Let me just set up my... Hold on a second. Let me press this button here. All right, check this out.
Edge, you okay?
Cool, thanks, Edge.
All right, Edge.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Cool, okay.
Thank you.
You can turn your machine off.
Thank you, Edge. No, we get it.
Your machine makes the lights dimmer.
We get it, man.
You make the lights flicker. Okay.
We get it, man.
Thanks, Edge.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, turn off your echo machine. Edge? Edge, can you turn... Can you unplug his power strip?
Just take his power strip.
Just unplug his power strip.
No, I guess... Edge. I guess the biggest... You know, this All is right. this is one of those questions that I don't know if anyone can answer. Or Edge, I'm serious.
Edge, we know you created a signature sound, okay? Bono says it constantly. Your band is great. You and my four-year-old child could do better than you.
Yeah,
shit.
You're an iPod app, man.
Yeah, you're an iPod app now. You're garbage.
You're an iPod app, man. You know
yeah,
that.
You were innovative to no one in 1980 nothing.
You
Go
guys,
kill yourself.
I mean, when you did Zooropa or whatever the hell?
Yeah, Zooropa after that, right?
I mean, all that stuff. I mean, once you start to... And we were talking about this off the air, man. Once you start to depend... On video effects during your concerts,
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, cameras, you're putting cameras everywhere on stage.
Come on, you two.
Get with a groove tube.
Yeah, you guys are more like you nothing.
Yeah, you shit.
Yeah, you fucking suck, man.
You know, when I was growing up in Porridge, England.
Hold on. Would you shut
Edge.
Up, Edge? Stop
shut
it.
The fuck up,
Stop
Edge.
It, man.
Edge.
All right, that's it. I'm powering over. I got to rock him out. I got to rock him out of here.
You got to rock Edge out.
You got to get
Let's
out of here,
do
dude.
It.
Here we go.
Get the fuck out of here, Edge.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You're done it.
Fuck
you're
you.
You're done now.
Machines.
You're done, Edge.
Guitar shit.
Yeah, guitar shit. Like a booyah-based crawl, daddy.
Booyah-based crawl, daddy, motherfucker. Fuck you, Edge. Let's see where the Edge is on the best guitar players of all time.
Yeah, let's check that out. Now, you were about to tell the story about growing up in Porridge,
England. Oh, when I was growing up in Porridge, England, I was neighbours with Austin Powers, you know, from the movies before he grew up. He was a little chap. He was really great, you know, terrible teeth and always with the ladies.
Not many people knew that's historically based on a character, but...
But he was the grooviest guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
clearly.
No now, doubt.
Me and Austin, I'd go to Austin's house, like, post-war. The buildings were still all fucked up from World
Rationing.
War III or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, man. And then we'd go and we'd play cricket bats in the gardenarium. And, you know, it was just endless fun. And that's really when I learned that music isn't about... playing an instrument.
No,
it's more about
it's
being
about,
cool
it's,
and
yeah.
looking cool and looking good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's about forgetting that you were contacted by the elders of the blues, you know, in some kind of prophetic vision, and just getting down to it and being like, okay, I'm louder than you. I'm on stage. I have lights on me.
You must listen.
You must listen to me, man. I command you to kneel before me in everything
I
do.
I'm your fucking God.
I'm your God.
Suck my cock, world.
Yeah.
I am
choke.
Rock. I am
choke
sex.
On my cock. Choke on my
choke
jism.
On it. I'm Jimmy fucking Page.
I'm Jack White, man.
No joke.
Yeah. But we were talking about this off the air about do you think that a phenomenon and... Not to take anything away from them, since the you know they were,
hey,
but the Beatles, they were great, they were amazing,
yeah, great band,
great band, not great, Not great guitarists.
No.
Not great musicians.
Not big soul, big sweaty solos.
Super.
Not really.
Kind of like they were sort of like
Weezer.
Brillstein building songwriters.
No. They were Brill building songwriters sub Carole Kane.
Yeah.
Sub.
One step away from jingles.
Yes.
Right?
They
one
were basically step away from jingles. Jello jingles in their own feces.
They were selling hairstyles and fitted suits and ways to make your parents angry.
Yeah.
You know. But that being said, do you think something like that could ever happen again? That phenomenon,
the Beatlemania,
what they thought was such a rush that they put mania on the end of it.
It did happen again, and it was Zeppmania.
It was Led Zeppmania. It was Zeppelin.
I mean, we actually sold more records than them. We actually sold more concert tickets than them.
You put more shark in women's vaginas than they did.
I don't think. Now, when people talk about Led Zeppelin, a lot of times they talk about the music, a lot of times they talk about
the... It's not about that.
Listen, we take fishes, not little pieces of fucking cooked fish, okay?
You take
raw fish in hotel
shark
rooms,
meat. Yeah.
And we open a girl's, you know, up her
private
little bono,
yeah,
and we stuff in whole fucking little mini sharks.
Yeah, you take their Meg Whites, and you put...
Yeah.
Jaws in them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I kind of... I'm sad that those days are gone for me. On the road, we try to do as much crazy stuff as we can.
Days of being like Days of Confused.
Yeah. We will use our whole arm to buttfuck a cow.
Nice.
You know, we will spray paint a room with toxic chemicles, and then somebody might come in there and they're like, "Oh, you killed that person." I'm like, "No, we didn't. We rocked them.
Done it again."
You know,
yeah,
these kind of things.
Happen,
you know, but those days you can't. It doesn't have the same spirit.
No,
you know, it doesn't have what we were talking about, the mojo.
Yeah, it doesn't have that mojo that you really, you know, it's happening for the first time. This is the first time you're shoving your arm into a cow. This is the first time. You're fucking, you know, some couch cushions.
But again, we were talking about this, since time has no meaning, it's already happened.
Yeah, and we influenced,
it's happened right now.
You know, it's cool to be influencers to people.
Would you mind stop playing that?
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it.
I just, when I get in a dazed and confused kind of mood, I'd like to play the song Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin, which I wrote because, you know, I'm Jimmy Page and...
Yeah, I know. I guess I get in a Seven Nation Army mood sometimes, but I'm not rude about it. You
cool.
Know?
No. It's cool. So, like, if there was one thing that defines one... You know, one tremolo or one flange or
one distortion box or one muff box.
Yeah, one muff box or one string.
One screecher.
Or one knob.
Right.
Or one flanger
key.
Or one tuning key.
One volume
or
knob.
Or one pedal that
one
could describe
pickup.
Where... Or one pickup that can describe what Jack White is now as of this podcast. It probably will get loud. What is that element?
That element, and this is going to be hard to convey since we're on a podcast, is this one right here.
Wow.
That one right there.
Oh, yeah. You hear that?
You hear that?
You can only hear it. You can't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, so you do the G flange around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on. Hold on. The blue. Okay, I'm getting a message.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dun, dun, ba.
Dun, dun,
ba. Da, da, ba. I go up to the crossroads. Gonna leave my shoes behind. I'm going to the crossroads. I'm gonna leave my teeth on the vine. Say, sweetie mama, you got two flapjacks, and I'm gonna shake a shoulder going to the crossroads. Don't forget the crossroads.
Very cool.
Thank you.
So that was called the Crossroads?
I do not know what just happened, man.
Oh, cool. No,
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's not even a song.
I don't even know what just happened.
That was a pure expression of blues brought on by the spirits haunting Jack's visage.
It just felt like a bunch of blunderbuss to me, man.
Holy shit. That was cool, man.
Thank you. Could you stop doing
that? Sorry, dude. I felt a little dazed and confused after your experience with the ghosts.
That's all right.
You know, when I was working with Peach Cobbler Jones of the seminal New Orleans funk blues group Derawatt.
Derawatt, yeah, man.
You know, she would always say to me, when you flange the G like this.
Yeah.
When you do a real flange.
Hold on a second.
When you really flange that G.
Yeah, I know.
Like this.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the set. Really flange it.
Yeah.
Really flange it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like that.
Yeah,
oh,
you're
yeah.
not giving any position. You don't need permission.
Yes, no. Flange it, because that's what fucking rock is, right? Jimmy fucking Page. Yeah. When you really flange that G, Peach Cobbler said to me that that is the living spirit of the blues incarnate. Dropped into rock and roll for us to enjoy.
Now, is it, now, I want to verify this story. Is this the situation where you slapped her after she said that?
I did, yes. I slapped
her. You just slapped her so hard.
Never been nice to women.
No, yeah. No, but it, that kind of thing, again, that's the blues, man.
The blues.
If a woman's going to have an opinion on the blues and she is a reincarnated black slave in the body of a young Jewish girl who's moved out of New Orleans and joins her of a blues funk band.
Yeah.
And taking on the Peach Cobbler as her name.
You've got an opinion. I've got a fucking knife. And I'm in Led Zeppelin. I don't care. Right. The law doesn't apply.
Yeah, you can slap her. And.
And I did.
And that's what. The blues is going to be like, yes.
Yeah. And the blues explosion was there, too.
Well, John Spencer.
John Spencer was there, and he was really psyched about it, too.
John Spencer and I. We used to sell Mary Kay products door to door during some of the leaner years.
The rough times, in the mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
The real rough times for blues.
Right after he released Orange, things kind of tanked a little bit.
So like post-Orange, pre...
Whatever his recent effort
Radio
is.
Radio Box.
Yeah, I think
it was Radio Box.
Is it Radio Box?
I think so.
I heard, man, that he is actually doing... He's doing club remixes.
Edge.
Yeah, Edge.
Shut the fuck up. Turn off your fucking crazy wigamajig.
Hey, Edge, check this out, man. I can do my shit just like you. I can sound just like you.
Kill him, Jack. Get him, Jack.
Check this out, you fucking asshole. You sit down. You sit your ass down.
Yeah, listen to that. Flangerino.
Yeah, that's nothing, but that's total tremolo, man.
Total.
Oh, yeah. Booyah bass. That's booyah bass in your face.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Nothing more. Just guitar, amp, ears. Yeah. That's it. Fucking processing.
Okay, well, let's talk gear. Let's talk gear, man. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts that we use. Okay, I have an old shoebox, right, that I put a part of a transistor radio in.
Very cool.
Okay, and I backed it up with some asbestos.
Nice.
I run some wires through it. I got one effect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all that is I took an old Motorola clamshell phone.
Yeah.
I run my jack right through that. And that's the, you get this kind of sound from that. Simple.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, really, like, sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm doing is, like, I'm taking that sound and I'm going like this. I'm just going.
See? Now that's cool, man. That's cool.
And that
you wouldn't even believe that was asbestos.
No, that's cool. And that's the kind of it's those natural elements that you that reminds people they're listening to something that they're not being forced to listen to something.
Yeah. That organically chosen.
But you go in the other direction.
I go in the other direction. You know
what I mean? Because
I go in the other direction.
Classic guitars for me and
now this is crazy. I've got an idea. This is crazy. I've got an Adidas guitar. So, you know, it's like, I've got an Adidas guitar.
That's what you got now? That's what you were rocking back then?
Yeah, no. that's what I've got now. Now I've got the Adidas guitar, and I replaced the head with an Asics head. So it's an Asics gel head in an Adidas body, and I actually use Ibanez strings. And so
I'm using twin humbuckers, flat humbuckers, flange humbuckers.
Double huck, don't give a fucks.
Oh, double huck,
double
fucks?
Huck, don't give a fucks.
Don't it's give a fucks. Humbuck. No shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's the ultimate pickup.
That's so great, man.
It's actually a great pickup line. Anyway, it kind of sounds a little something like this.
Yeah, let me listen to it.
Yeah, it sounds like this.
That's good, man.
Flange around, guys. Flange around, guys. Ice and snow is great. You know? It's very cool, you know? Just a little. Yeah. Just a little. A little bit of. Yeah.
So good.
Flange around, guys. Flange around, guys. Ice and snow is great.
Great, man.
You know, so it's like,
yeah, I can see that.
Like that.
But again, it doesn't matter what. I mean, we go back to racist Negro and white Negro.
White Negro.
They didn't use guitars, man.
No,
they didn't need them.
All they did was scream.
They did, and that kind of thing. Jimmy,
what?
Could you stop?
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
that's cool. It's just like sometimes when I'm talking and you start to play that riff.
No. It's cool.
Edge,
God,
fuck
Edge,
you, Edge.
Fuck this.
Fuck you, Edge.
Right, we're gonna fuck you, Edge.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, Edge, you piece of shit.
Serious, man.
All right, we're gonna call it a night here. This has been. It will probably get loud. I am Jimmy Page.
And I'm Jack White. And I'm the Edge.
Shut up, Edge, you
shut
fucking
up,
idiot.
Check right. us out next time. I think we're going to be talking about a whole episode about guitar straps.
Yeah. What guitar strap do you use? Send us an email.
Yeah, or post it on Twitter with it will probably get loud / guitar strap, and we'll check it out. Yeah. Send us pics. Definitely send us pics.
Definitely send us your pics on your pics, and if you got a record tape or demo, send the demo, and we might... might play it.
Yeah, and quick note, if you're 14 years of or younger and a girl, send a pic to Jimmy. He'd love to see it.
Yeah, send a pic in whatever state of undress you want. Yep. Thank you so much. I'm Jimmy Page.
I'm Jack White, and I still love you, Meg.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.